Live.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. What's going on with your health? We want to talk about it. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, we want to help. And right now, we're going to go to Daryl. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Asa. Delighted to speak with you, sir.
Likewise. How can I help, my man?
I'm actually calling on behalf of my wife. She was diagnosed about 5 years ago that she has the Huntington's disease.
Mm, okay.
And doctors, they don't. I mean, there's nothing for it. That's, you know, it's basically what they tell us is there's no treatment and there's no cure. You know, it just does its thing and that's it. And we was actually seeing a doctor at UAB Birmingham. And I think funds may have dried up for that clinic, and it went away. She's been through a couple of studies with them, which I don't think there was anything positive that came out of anything that they was doing. This thing runs on her. It comes in on her mother's side. Her mother, I think there was 13 of those siblings, and 9 of them passed away from Huntington. She's lost a brother. She's lost an older brother to Huntington. She's not really, well, I guess she's probably handling it better than I do. We have a 19-year-old son, and this thing is passed on to your offspring at a 50% chance, you know. So I found your program about 2 months ago, and I really enjoy your program, and thought, well, you know, all we've heard so far is no, you know, and so I thought, you know, I would give you a call and see if there was anything that I hadn't heard, you know.
I'm glad you did. Huntington's is, I mean, it's without a shout, without a doubt, one of the most challenging disease processes out there. And it is. It's got doctors baffled left and right, and there's a lot of research going on. And I don't know if you know about the Huntington's Disease Society. I think the website is hdsa.org.
Yes,
but it's,
sir,
a great organization. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad you're familiar. It's a great, great organization there. Now, have they talked to you about, you know, dopamine is one of the neurotransmitters, and they found that there's links to that. Have they talked about any of the dopamine blockers like the haloperidol or the mantadine or any of those medications to try to control some of the extra movements and whatnot, try to slow things down? Have they talked to you about that?
No, sir. Like I say, this clinic that we was going to, it went away about, I don't know, somewhere 18 months, 2 years ago, and we hadn't spoke with anybody, you know, a doctor, anybody about this since then, so.
Okay. Well, talk to someone. I mean, if you can get maybe with a different physician and or a team of physicians that you can find, I would mention that to them, because some of the standard treatment, even though there is no technical treatment, they found that the dopamine blockers which, again, I'll mention this to you, the haloperidol and the mantadine, they have seen some success with. All right, so that's something to just to bring up, because a lot of docs really don't know a lot about Huntington's, or they probably have maybe treated one case in their history. You know, it's just one of those things that they just, unless you're at a larger hospital, teaching facilities and whatnot, you just don't see a lot of it, and especially for longer-term treatment and care. But I'll tell you, from the natural side of things, there's a lot that can be done just to support the body. And, you know, obviously, a great diet is going to be helpful. One that gives her equal amounts of good lean quality protein so her body can regenerate and make good new healthy cells as best that it can. And the healthy fats, because you're dealing with a neurological condition that degenerates within the nervous system and the brain. So supporting, giving the body any nutrients that you don't normally get in your diet to help, or to eat foods that are very neuro-brain protective and others. So from a natural perspective, that gives us some hope. It gives some credence to some of the benefits of CoQ10, which has got some just strong research behind it, especially for a cardiovascular system. But now they're finding that for Huntington's. But one of the best things you can do is lifestyle. And giving her the best lifestyle, or helping her make the best lifestyle choices, it's going to be your best weapon. Because if you're putting, even though there's such a strong genetic link, it's kind of like the light switch has been turned on and the spiral begins. But if you can do anything daily to support the body and supporting healthy cellular tissue being formed and support the body all the way around, that's going to be your best bet. And just making wise choices. It's not about finding the silver bullet that's going to stop it. Because I just don't think that information exists. I do think we have to go with what we have right now. And so making better choices that's going to support the body, build healthy tissue, support the immune system, support the nervous system. And then, of course, looking with your physician to some of these dopamine blockers that I'm talking to you about, haloperidol, amantadine, those sorts of medications can be beneficial. And you may find a physician that has experience with that and that can guide you in that direction and give you some really good information. I think that's a good way to go, and I want to encourage you to look into that. But I just know we're here. We're here to help you any way we can, to give you information. And I just really want the best for your wife, because I know it's a challenge, and I want to encourage you to, which you sound like you're doing okay and mentally strong, but in the middle of it all, and I know you're her biggest cheerleader, and you're going to be strong for her, and you know, but then you got your moments where it's tough, and you're by yourself, and it's just you and God, and it's tough to understand sometimes, no matter how strong your faith is. And being strong for her is great, but take care of yourself in the middle of all this too, because she needs you to be healthy. And you eating well with her, like following the anti-inflammatory diet, and you taking the right kind of healthy changes and transitions for your own life is going to show her a lot of benefit. So not only would it help your own health and help you be healthy for her, which is important, but it's going to be a great legacy that you can leave, an example that you can leave for everyone around you. Because even though you don't have Huntington's, you're living and love someone that does. And you have a healthy body that you have a responsibility to take care of too. And when someone else that we love is going through something, we tend to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of being a caretaker for them, to find out anything and everything we can do to help them. And just know that your own health is just as important as hers for all of those around you, family members, kids, grandkids, whomever. Everybody's watching. And in the middle of what you're going through, you both can come out as champions and as leaders through this process. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today, with a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices. They currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99%.
99% pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Email came in, Carol from Beaumont, Texas. She writes, my husband is 45, and he suffers with sleep apnea. He's currently on the CPAP machine. Now I can't sleep. I don't mean to laugh, but I hear that story all the time. Is there anything else he can do to correct the sleep apnea and get off this machine? I know. It'll drive you crazy. However, it's helping him sleep, and it's helping his health. Weight issue and obesity is always been an indicator and a factor. But there are plenty of people that are thin that have issues with sleep apnea. But another issue to look into, and something that might be something to ask his doctor, is to look at the potential of anemia. And it can be B12 or iron. For the most part, there's a couple of tests that can be run, MMA, which is methylmalonic acid for B12, and also intrinsic factor. They can also look at the TIBC, which is the total iron binding capacity for iron and ferritin levels. So sometimes when you get low iron levels or low B12 and you get a lack of oxygen, that can cause some issues with sleep apnea. So several things to look into that might be pretty good indicators of what's going on with him. And you might want to just check that out and see what the docs say, but I think you might find some results in the middle of that that might be a blessing to you so you can get better sleep. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Llewellyn. Hi, Llewellyn.
Hello.
How can I help, darling? I'm living well.
I'm glad. You sound very nice. my husband's been told he has high calcium levels. What's causing that? Any ideas?
Now, say that again. Your husband has high calcium?
He's been told he has high calcium, and but then they told us after the second test that it wasn't that high and not to worry about it, but it's already got us kind of concerned.
Well,
what can cause high calcium?
Did he tell you? Okay, hold on a minute. So they told you that he had high calcium levels.
Yes, but then the second blood test, it was high, but they said it wasn't so high to be worried about it. But we were already worried once they
told us. Well, one of the big issues, first of all, let me just tell you, when a doctor does a blood test and they see high calcium, it's not normal because our body has a buffering system in it that's pretty amazing. And it keeps calcium, because we get calcium in a lot of our foods. I mean, the whole low calcium thing is really not that prevalent. It's more low vitamin D than it is calcium. When we hear about that, take your calcium supplements and all. So calcium is pretty much regulated by the body. It's pretty amazing in how it does that naturally. But when it does get elevated in a blood test, doctors start freaking out about what's called hyperparathyroidism. Now, the parathyroid glands are what help regulate calcium levels, or one of the ways that calcium is regulated in the body. And when the hypercalcemia is what they call it, but when extra calcium is in the blood, it can cause, people think it's parathyroid disease. All right. And so that's why if you barely have elevated calcium, it kind of raises an eyebrow, but they'll do a double check. And they'll double check it, and then you know they'll check the PTH, they'll check some other blood tests, and usually kind of rule it out, if you will. But the number two cause when calcium levels are high, then there can be cancer, and that's of course an issue that you know there's certain cancers that need to be worried about. There's things like multiple myeloma, lung cancer. Is another one. Let's see. There's kidney cancer and breast cancer, which is pretty advanced if your calcium levels are up, and squamous cell cancer of like the head and neck. And those are all indicators of hypercalcemia and having too much blood, which that's what that means. So anyway, that's why they're probably concerned about it. And metastasis from bone is an issue, and they just really get concerned about that. So I don't know. Sarcoidosis, there's other issues. I mean, drugs can cause this issue. Paget's disease, there's a whole host of them. But anyway, the fact that they said it's normal, don't let it freak you out. Because if the docs, if they checked it, oh my gosh, it's high, Then they double checked it, and oh, I guess it's okay. You got to go with what they tell you because they're the experts. And don't let any of that freak you out. If you want, go back in and get another blood test in about 8 weeks. They may have already told you to come back, but for your own peace of mind, you might want to go back in there and double check. And if it's barely elevated, a lot of times calcium can be elevated if we don't have enough vitamin D. And let's say your vitamin D or his vitamin D is really low, then, you know, it can cause the calcium not to be absorbed in the body. It can cause it to be slightly elevated. So you might want to go back in and just have the doctor check vitamin D levels, see if the vitamin D is too low. And if it is, you can talk to your doctor about supplementing with vitamin D and see what they have to say about that and see what happens to the calcium levels after that. So it's just something to think about, to look into, if you will. But don't let it freak you out. The doc said it's okay. It probably is. 888-283-7272. If you haven't get in on Facebook and Twitter, social media, check it out. You can go to asaandrew.com. Join us there and stay in touch with me during the day. If you've got questions about your health and you miss the radio show or any of the TV broadcasts, then you can always catch us there and hopefully get a fairly quick response. It just depends. Let's go to Mary now. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I want to ask you about reverse T3 and reverse T4 as it relates to the thyroid. Okay. I have a free, I'm not sure because I don't have the form right in front of me, but my T3 was something like 1.1 or my T4 was 1.1, and it was just tested and I just got that result. And I'm just wondering, I've been on levothyroxine. I was on about 50 milligrams of, unless it's micrograms, for about 6 weeks, and my TSH went from about 5.4 to about 3.0, which normalized, but I didn't feel any good at all, and I had diarrhea, and so I cut it, the pill in half, because they said I could. I mean, a nurse practitioner told me, and then I cut it down so low to 12 and a half micrograms or whatever it is, and then I didn't have the diarrhea anymore, but my problem is I feel horrible, meaning I'm exhausted, weight gain, and I haven't handled my thyroid thing.
Well, we'll do. We'll actually go into this commercial break, and we're going to talk about thyroid disease and what some of this means when we come back, the big issue today.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell Yes? Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Mary. And Mary, you've been dealing with some issues with your thyroid, and no matter what you do, you feel like you just can't get it right. The symptoms are still there. Is that right? And you just don't feel like the TSH, which is one of the blood tests, has changed from around 5.0 down to 3.0. Is that right? But you still don't feel any better.
Right. It's up to 6.09 right now. But I'm wondering about the T3, the T4, and the reverse T3 and T4, because I might not be absorbing the levothyroxine, but I cut it down so much that I need to go back to the doctor, but he only wanted me to be on levothyroxine, and I didn't, and it gave me diarrhea, and so I just feel like I don't want to go back to him.
So the levothyroxine, have you tried Armour? Did you ever go that route? Did you talk to them about that?
Yeah, I asked him about it, and he said he didn't like it because it wasn't consistent. You weren't sure what you were getting, and this would be much better. So
I would, first and foremost, I would talk to him, even if he's not comfortable with it, asking him if you could try it. Because I've seen, there's two schools of thought. You've got some docs that love it, you've got some that don't like it, okay? Now, Armour used to be, they used to have a better formula, and they took it off the market for about, 6 months, I think, maybe longer. and they revamped it. And whatever they did to it, a lot of people are saying it's not as good as it used to be, but at least it's still out there. And at least, you know, your body can use it and absorb it, and it does help people. I mean, because I've seen it. So it's something to look into for yourself, and it's something to check into and see maybe your body would work well with it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where it's one of those hit and miss type things. And there's nothing wrong with talking with your doctor and saying, hey, I would really like to try it, getting a blood test done, even if you have to come in another 8 weeks and get another blood test done for them to check all your levels, which might not be a bad idea anyway. But you'll know the way you're feeling. I mean, you'll know it real quickly, whether it's working or not. And he may have to play around with the milligrams or the micrograms, rather, and, you know, check into that. So, yeah, but your T3 and T4, with levothyroxine, I mean, the conversion from T4 to T3 sometimes can happen at a good rate. Sometimes it won't. And it just depending on your body and how things are going, that plays a big role. The reverse T3 is kind of a backup mechanism. And when the body's under stress, instead of converting the T4 into T3, which is, of course, the active part of the hormone, the way the body conserves energy, it makes reverse T3, which is an inactive form of the T3 hormone. And these T3, the reverse T3 test, it's kind of controversial. Some docs don't really use it, and a lot of docs think that the body continues to manufacture the reverse T3 instead of the active T3, which is what we normally use. And this can cause symptoms of different health challenges. So that's something, too. Now, did they check your TPO antibodies? Do you know if they did or not?
If they checked my what?
It's called a TPO
no.
antibody.
No.
Thyroid peroxidase. They
no.
didn't check that.
Huh.
This is one of those tests that is really important, but a lot of docs don't check it. They just don't go down the rabbit trail. And I think that it's really important. So this is something else that when you're dealing with thyroid, again, when you're having weird symptoms and you just feel like the medication is not working, or you're taking the medication and you just feel worse or still feel tired and it's just not getting it.
Exactly.
It's always good to check the TPO. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of times that when it starts getting like that, if docs can't figure it out, some look at the TPO, some don't. I'm a big fan of looking at it, and I think there's nothing wrong with you asking your physician if that's something that you could do. So that's what I would do first and foremost. Now, have you done anything naturally as far as supporting thyroid function? Are you doing anything dietarily? Have you studied or looked up anything for that?
Well, I know that my iodine level could be low, and I went to some place to get the iodine flush test, but it was like 50,000 milligrams of iodine, and this other person said maybe that's not a good idea because that actually could create more problems than it solves. So I haven't gone on any iodine pills. I haven't, I don't know, I'm so tired. I can't exercise. I'm just barely getting through doing all the rest of the stuff that I have to do every day. So, no, I haven't really.
All right. Well, when you get those blood tests done,
yeah,
look into the growth hormone, too, human growth hormone, HGH, because here's why. The anterior pituitary gland is kind of the driver for the thyroid. And a lot of times if the thyroid gland is not working properly, it could be a result of the anterior pituitary. And that's always good to have that checked in blood as well. There's some natural things, iodine being one of them, that does support thyroid function. You got to be real careful with it. And I really don't suggest taking any even supplemental iodine that you could get at a health food store unless you're working with a doctor and he knows about it or she knows about it. I just don't. And you can't take the iodine and the medication, levothyroxine, at the same time. So, for example, most of the time you take the medication in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't want to take iodine at the same time. Take it in the afternoon would be the normal time. But again, you need to be under supervision for that. And that's kind of Broda Barnes, if you want to read about it. Broda Barnes was an endocrinologist and wrote just incredible research on iodine. It's back, I think, in the 50s or 60s. And just did incredible research how we need it and we don't have it in our normal food supply and how our bodies desperately crave it. And when you don't have it, it's why we have so much thyroid disease now in this country that we didn't have before. And so by using iodine, if your body needs it, it can really help support overall body function and help issues potentially with thyroid disease. So it really is a good thing. And there's other things too, like staying away from the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage family all the way around. They have components in it that will naturally slow down the thyroid. So it's going to be, you know, even though the vegetables are supposed to be good for you, they're kind of working against you because they're knocking down the thyroid a little bit more than they should. And coconut oil has some really good research on it as far as keeping the thyroid healthy. So the coconut oil itself has really good properties. It's stimulating thyroid function and keeping it healthy. And of course, it's good for you too, all the way around. And the saturated, monounsaturated fats that are in there, and the saturated fats and the medium chain triglycerides that it burns like in the body, so good. It's antifungal. It increases energy. I mean, coconut oil is one of those natural oils that's just, gosh, it's got so many health benefits. So even looking into that can be very, very helpful as you're kind of down this path of getting your thyroid function up so you can get your energy levels up and function at a higher level. Pay a lot of attention to your diet, though. That is a key with overall thyroid function. And, I mean, I don't know, do you watch your diet? You sound like you're probably into health just by everything that you know, but have you really been watching it lately?
No, not really. I mean, I try to eat like, you know, decent proteins and grass-fed and, but I'm still now then sometimes like, you know, I just do what I want to do. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother had, a goiter. My mother didn't have thyroid issues, but I'm wondering if, maybe that I've inherited anything or that is not inherited.
Well, here's the deal. In every health challenge, has certain levels or percentages of what is more genetic and what is more lifestyle. But the general equation for the health of our body is that we get sick three different ways. One is from nutritional deficiencies. Two is from toxicity in the environment. And three is from our genetics. And so if you understand that those three elements are the drivers for how our body either thrives in its health or that it gets sick, then you can understand that, hey, there's a little bit of one or all three that are playing a role in why your thyroid's breaking down. And it's just really narrowing it down. I mean, can the fact that you had some family history play a role? Yes. Can your lifestyle play a role? Yes. Can your environmental factors for the last 10 years play a role? Toxins that could have built up in your system? Absolutely. So the root cause is out there, and we know it. The good news is there's a lot we can do about it, and that's really what we want to shoot for, is to make it a primary goal to do what we can to get the body to function at its peak level, you know, and just understanding our past, which can help us build a better future, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, the biggest thing is I would get some blood tests done, get more information. The information's key. And once you get the information from your doctor, and you can start making better decisions about what to do. The other is eating. I mean, your eating plan and even exercise is so important. Even if you're so tired, you feel like you just can't lift your leg up, getting yourself to some form of exercise, whatever that is for you, the gym, treadmill, bike, outdoors, walking, whatever. It's getting your body to pushing yourself even when you're too tired and to just go that extra mile and setting a time where you exercise 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you change your eating habits. And you remember, it's very important to know that radical changes equal radical results. You know, you make little changes, you're going to get some results. But sometimes you got to get radical, and that's okay. And that means radically shifting the way that you think, radically shifting the way you eat, radically shifting the way you get rest. All of these sorts of items are so important. And, you know, in my book, Empowering Your Health, which I would encourage you to look into, there's a lot of great lifestyle modification methods in there that can be very helpful to you. That, you know, everything from picking out certain foods that are healthy, that reduce inflammation in the body, to how the body works, to reading your own blood work, to exercising, to hormone systems within the body. I mean, really, I talk a lot about a lot in there, and it'll be a great guide and resource for you to look into. So keep me posted on how things go, but get the blood test done, go talk with your doctor, and don't take no for an answer. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I want to personally invite you to a wonderful 2-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York. This is going to be Saturday, 18th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. and we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Scripture for the day, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, says, "My God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus." And that's true. So whatever you're going through, great or small, know this. Know that God will carry you through. He's the same on the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley, and He will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think He needs to, but in the way that He will always do, because that's just who He is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, He's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. You're listening to Dr. Asa on call, 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bag salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad. Those pre-washed, triple-washed bagged green salads, they're finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed, triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well, because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross, but you think about it, it's true, and it is what it is, but make sure you protect yourself, because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis, just because we're still in some of the flu season, you want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels, but ionic silver is really important too. And astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system. And vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Asa. I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. D'Adamo, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the eating for your blood type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them. But eating for your blood type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates than vegetables, then it's, there's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance. Not one heavier than the other and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other. Because your body needs all those nutrients every day, regardless of what your blood type is. Your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids, that all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down and how you need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others, and because of your blood type? I think this is my opinion. If you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods, and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body,
and stay with the grains and most of the dairy except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empowering Your Health, because of the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more, it's selective is what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right, thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me.
Dr. Asia, I've been calling to your office down there in West Nashville. And,
what's your question?
About 2.5 weeks ago, I come down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was started like about 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And I thought, well, it was one of the medications that I hadn't gotten before when I was down there. I've got about 9, 18.
So is it now the rash itself, is it coming out in one area?
No.
Or is
I'm trying to do some deductive reasoning, but today I was out in Mechanic and I went, my neighbor invited me for lunch.
We're closing out right now in this hour, Charles. But I tell you what, if you've got a neuropathy, it's probably a B6. Now, the rash itself, if your body in the beginning stages, when you get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, depending on what your situation is, you want to talk with the physicians there at the clinic. But what probably is happening is you're pushing out a lot of the yeast-related infections, potential bacterial infections, and that rash sometimes is normal when the body starts pushing that out. Wormwood is very good for a situation like that. You probably want to take a couple of days off and fast. That's always a good thing to do to let your body kind of cleanse and detox. Thanks for the call, my friend.
That's another hour in the charts with Lifemaker producer Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.